RTE2FM.
It's time for this.
Jen's regional roundup.
Yes, she is our Leinster correspondent. She is in studio. She's just back from my holly bobs. Olive Turkey Lee. You're depressed.
Don't make me. I was kicking and screaming getting on that flight coming home.
You did the longest holiday. You were like, you're away for 3 weeks.
Three well-deserved weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lovely Caribbean holiday. It was sensational.
Okay, I don't even want the details because you're just going to make me sick because I haven't been away this year. Isn't it lovely to come back to the misery?
Jen,
did you miss the misery?
No. What is going on here? Like, chats need to be had. Whoever we need to talk to about this weather, we need to do it. It's not happening.
Do you know what happened?
What happened?
In June, when we had a lovely June, remember?
Yeah.
I think when over 100 people say it, it happens. Over 100 people in Ireland went, it's too warm.
Ugh.
And the weather changed and we haven't been able to get it back since. That's basically what happened.
We're never happy.
We can't have it nice.
No, I know.
Problem. You have some great stories for me today. Well, we can have something nice. Gordon Ramsay is doing something nice.
Come here. It's all going down in Wicklow. It's all happening. So what's happening in Wicklow is there is a new season of Gordon Ramsay's show to create hundreds of jobs in Ireland. So let me break that down for you.
Yeah.
So he is set to bring in more than 30 million to like Irish TV production. Now, this is huge. So, the Taoiseach Leo had confirmed that Gordon Ramsay's global hit show cooking competition, Next Level Chef, will be purpose-built, brand new soundstage at Ashford Studios in County Wicklow.
I know Ashford Studios.
Come here. That's huge for the economy.
That is huge. That is your every makeup artist, cameraman, sound op is getting their CVs into.
I'd be like, where are you going, Gordon? Like, what's happening here? Like, if I owned a restaurant in Ireland, I would be crapping myself. Because imagine he strolls in and you're not up to the level you should be. Chats are going to be had there, you know?
Okay, well, this is interesting. So he's making a TV show here and he's going to create loads of jobs.
Yes.
Okay,
but he's going to be floating around, do you know
he's
what I mean?
He's going to be floating around.
That's my, I'm nervous. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, up your game, restaurants or whatever. Like, if he walks in, it's going down.
Not even that. On the show today, Olive, we've been talking about famous faces in random places.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we've had people texting in about seeing Roger Moore buying a Scarron Super Value.
Oh.
Or what else did we have? That's the one that sticks out the most. Oh, Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones in the Whitewater Shopping Centre.
Very good.
Derek Mooney in a petrol station. Have you ever seen a famous face in a random... I saw Mary Robinson get her hair done.
I'm going to give you a laugh.
Go on.
I bumped into Chris Eubank. Is that your man who has the...
The boxer.
Does he have like the cane and the... Yeah, so I was doing a hair competition over in the UK in the Dorchester and I bumped into him and I called him Frank Bruno.
Did you?
Now, what's all that about? Now, he laughed. He found it funny.
Okay, as long as he laughed.
Yeah, no, he thought it was hilarious. Oh my God, I have another one for you as well. Oh, my husband was like, I can't even look at you. So I was on a flight home from Scotland, again doing a hair thing. And sitting beside me was Paddy Bonner, but I called him Jackie Bonner and he wasn't impressed. I goes, oh my God, you're Jackie Bonner. I remember you from like the World Cup. And he was like, it's Paddy Bonner. I was like, oh. And like, we're sitting there for an hour and five. Silence.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
and he was a hero in my house. Like, you remember Italian 90 to this day.
But still
like,
a hero.
He was not impressed.
He was not impressed. Okay. Okay, let's move on. You have a Dublin teen. Oh my God, a Dublin teen who saved his pal's life.
Listen. This Dublin teen, he saved his pal's life during a basketball game performing CPR. So this guy's called Noah Winders, who is 16, and he was presented with a Russell Medal like award for saving his friend Charlie's life during the basketball. But this is where it gets a bit interesting. So Natasha, who's his mom, is the sister of the TV star Amanda Byron.
No way.
Yeah. So she was giving out great advice. And in fairness to her, she was saying, listen, everyone needs to know the skill because you just don't know where it's going to pop up and you're going to need it.
Mm. So Do you know CPR?
Absolutely not. Like, my husband's a paramedic. So like, when stuff goes down, I run, I'm gone. And I'm like, David, go for it.
He's a paramedic?
Yeah. So he's a firefighter paramedic. So when he gets nervous or if he says to me, listen, we need to go to Temple Street or the hospital, the legs go from underneath me because I'm no good. I'm not that person.
Is he great in those situations?
He is. If he was any more relaxed, he'd be asleep. Like, nothing phases him. I think they're built differently.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, panic and run
in
the opposite direction.
It's funny because in my house, you'd think, I'm really good in those. I never thought I would be. I'm actually really good in emergency situations. I know what to do. I react very quickly.
Yeah.
I keep my nerve, you know what I mean?
No.
Lau set the barbecue on fire and the rest of the fence in the garden one day, and he didn't know what to do. He was actually still on the FaceTime to his mother, like he was just what am I doing? Very handy to have a paramedic in the house.
Yeah, but
have you ever seen him have to jump into action?
Well, I'll give you a laugh. I haven't, and I don't really want to. Yeah, I don't connect the dots. But we were on holidays, and in the resort we were staying in, it's all inclusive. So there's like any type of alcohol you can have. Obviously, me and my husband weren't really drinking because we had the kids, and we need to have eyes on them at all times. But there was these couple of girls that were in the pool drinking tequila, and the heat in Mexico and everything. And your woman was ossified. So I was like, David, quick, look at her. And he's like looking at Lola because he thought there was something wrong with our kid. And he was like, she's grand. I was like, no, her. And he had to get in to the pool, throw her over the shoulder, bring her out, put her down, and he was like, don't put me up for that ever again. And I was like,
fair play to him.
I was like, hey, you've never thrown me over your shoulder like that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
She's
there,
like, she woke up and was like, hey, dreamy, how are you? Fair play. So he's never off, you see.
Well, I kind of put him up for things.
You,
you know what I mean? Like,
you did.
He would like to be off, but you're never off when you're doing a job like that.
No, never. Good on him. A dangerous cat, size of a mini leopard, on loose in Wicklow, apparently.
Now, listen, I'm afraid of anything on four legs that has hair. I only like humans. I have no problem with cats and dogs. They're just not my thing.
Don't like furry things.
But
yeah,
this kind of makes me a little bit nervous. So there's a dangerous cat the size of a mini leopard on the loose in Wicklow. So, I mean, watch out, people. So a warning has been issued by a Wicklow resident after a feral cat the size of a mini leopard set upon other cats in the area. So this notice was posted, and it said that, like, this cat has attacked other cats. It's very angry, it's very hungry.
It's big.
And it's the size of a leopard, which makes me really nervous.
I love all the furry things, unlike you. But cats, I'm actually more afraid. I have a fear of cats, Graham. That's what it is. So that's why I'm always slagging you over your he loves cats.
Oh, okay.
I have a genuine fear. We used to have cats in the house, and I just found them quite obnoxious, and they're too fast.
It's the back going up for me. I don't know. I can't gauge them. I don't know what's happening here. You know, at least the dog will bark at you. When you hear that noise from a cat, it makes me nervous.
Yeah. So what are they going to do? I wonder what's going to... Has anybody in Wicklow seen this leopard-sized cat, 51552? Because it's on the loose in Wicklow.
Oh, listen, I'm not
so
going...
So Wicklow's out for
I'm
you.
Not going near Wicklow. Like, I'm all good. Do you know
it's
what
out.
I mean? Yeah.
It's
now,
out.
I'm Gordon Ramsay and I'll be floating around down there, you know, that part. So, you know, you need to be... Get that sorted.
Get
it all organised.
Get that sorted for Gordon Ramsay. He doesn't want to see a giant size cat. Oh, maybe he does. I don't know. But you'll be going to Blanche.
Come here. Listen, brace yourself, Lego lovers, because Lego are reopening a second store in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
Beautiful.
Loads going on in this. So I want to tell you what's happening. The Lego fans, whether you be young or old, this is what you can avail of. So you can use the Lego Pick a Brick Wall. So do you ever get when you've loads of Lego and you're kind of missing pieces and you're like, oh, what just like that? And what was so they have a whole wall design now for just specific pieces that you can pick to build whatever you want to build. So I thought that was very nice. There's hands-on play opportunities, including free building challenges and events every month.
Wow.
You can build all these mini tower figures. Some of the things you can do in store, we're also buying the best Lego stuff that is on the market. But you know what I really like? So I'm going to go out and have a look at this myself. They are going to do the new Lego Disney Castle. You know, I love a bit of Disney.
Oh, you love a bit of Disney.
Yeah. So I'm going to go out there and have a look at that. And they're also doing like the Pac-Man arcade. So this is huge. And this all comes after the success of the Force Lego shop that was opened in Grafton Street in 2022. So
my son is obsessed.
Is he?
He actually called himself. He's five. He says, "Mam, I'm a Lego artist."
Oh, very impressive.
Because Leo makes stuff, helps him make stuff out of Lego, and then he takes it all down. Then he makes his own thing.
Okay.
And he's like, this is like a flying dustbin.
Okay.
And like, he's very creative. I love Lego.
Now,
for
Jen,
kids.
Let me
it's
ask
a pain
you something.
In the hole, but it's
have
great.
You ever stood on it?
I know. Do you know what? I have a pain in my hoop sweeping it up and finding it in crevices and places that
it's
they
torture.
Shouldn't be. It gets everywhere. I've boxes of Lego.
Like, give me
all
a jigsaw any day. You know what I mean? At least
you
stand
think
on,
so?
Oh, well, my Lola kind of got into Lego for 10 minutes, and then when she knew I wasn't sitting on the floor playing or making it, then that we moved on.
Blanche sounds it's up to its game as far as Lego shops go, because they have a few new things. So that is definitely going to be worth checking out. When's it opening? Do you know?
It's going to be opening in the autumn. They haven't released a date yet, but they're building some serious hype over this, and it's going to be huge. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.